Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're going to talk wrestling this morning, as with us in the studio, Sean Bird and Omar Mora joining us with the high school wrestling program at Washington and junior high, for that matter. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Sean, we'll start with you. You know, hats off to you, and let's give the other guys credit too, Aaron
Sissel, head coach.
And you guys have kind of taken it on your shoulders to bring back the wrestling program, get these numbers up in wrestling, high school wrestling at Washington, and it starts at the young level. Your junior high program, you're real excited to talk about this morning.
Yes, me and Aaron first took over the junior high program and high school program 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we had 8 wrestlers. Last year, we had 15 wrestlers in our junior high, and as of tonight, we should have 30 wrestlers in our junior high program.
Wow. And by junior high, are we talking just 7th, 8th graders?
Junior high is 6th, 7th, and 8th. We actually allow 5th graders in Washington, always have, just to try to get numbers. And this year, our 5th grade class is actually our largest class. We have 11 5th graders on our team. I think a lot of part of that is we started the youth program 2 years ago. Our youth program was K through 5th grade. And we do that for 2 weeks. We end in the year with the individual tournament and a team tournament, and we'd go all out. We kind of give the wall plaques, the medals, the t-shirts if you finish the program. You notice I said finish the program.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, the football program, getting numbers in the football program. Wrestling and football really can go hand in hand to start building both programs.
There's no doubt. A lot of schools around us, well, South Ridge, Jasper, Vincennes, you know, we see it every year in wrestling. The football players wrestle and the wrestlers play football. So, you know, once we can start doing that here in Washington, I really think there's good things to come.
Most definitely. Well, an exciting time for wrestling is Omar Mora is with us. And Omar, congratulations, sir. Let's give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
Semi-state finalists. Talk about your experience at semi-state. You know, before we went on the air, we were talking getting to the Ford Center. That's almost a whole nother level, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot different from any other experience. It's the level is a lot higher, and there's no easy matches, like Coach said. So, you know, I don't think I was quite ready for it, but next year, senior year, it'll be a lot different.
You know, Omar, something that needs to be mentioned that we haven't said yet. From last year to this year, I read it wrong initially. You improved by 20 wins. Is that accurate?
Yeah, actually, I said I won 5 last year, but I only won 4.
21!
Yeah.
Victories more from the previous year. That's impressive, and that's dedication. Omar, when did you start wrestling?
I started wrestling in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, started in the junior high program?
Yeah.
And took it from there. Go ahead, Sean.
Omar, how many years do we say it takes to become a good wrestler?
3 years.
There you go. And a sophomore, went to semi-state this year, competed at the Ford Center representing Washington, doing quite well. Omar, again, congratulations. We know we're going to see you back there again. Sean, for those not familiar with wrestling, is it... I know they kind of did a revamp a few years ago with the IHSAA. Is it an individual sport, team sport, both, or how are they doing that now with high school wrestling?
It is both. It's a team sport as well as individual, and they even added a team state dual tournament that actually happens middle season. They actually do that over Christmas break. It's an invite only on the team. But this weekend at Banker's Life, there will be an individual tournament and team score champion.
And one thing that people may not realize, there's no classes in high school wrestling.
No, you win the state title in Indiana, you're the best of the best.
That's not easy to do either, because there's some fierce competition, as we were just talking about. Well, talk about your junior high program. You guys are in full swing now with the junior high program. How often are they having meets?
Yes, we had our first meet Tuesday night. We actually have our first home meet tonight at Lena Dunn, 6 o'clock. So if anybody wants to come out and support or see what wrestling's all about, we have a large junior high team this year. We're filling all but one weight class, which is something we haven't done in many, many years. But we're young. We're going to learn as we go this year, and next year should be exciting as we get better.
Great things happening. If someone's listening and wants to get involved with the wrestling program, Sean, it's never too late. Now, maybe to get in on the meets, as you mentioned, might be too late for that at this point, but you never discourage anyone from coming out, right?
Never discourage anyone. Had someone as recent as last night ask, can I still wrestle? I'm like, if you get a physical on file, we'll get you practicing. because you start practicing now, it just, you know, we said 3 years, it gets that 1 year closer to when you really can make that next level on wrestling.
And how often are you meeting for practice?
We meet every night from 6 o'clock to 7:45 at Lita Dunn.
All right. Well, guys, again, hats off. Keep up the great work. The wrestling program on the rise, no doubt about it, and due in part to these gentlemen right here in the studio with us this morning, Sean Bird, Omar Mora. Again, Omar, congratulations on a great run this season. Wanted to have you in to give you the accolade you certainly deserve and wish you nothing but the best in the future.
Thank you.
And, Sean, keep up the great work. Let's keep those numbers growing.
We'll do our best.
All right. Have a great day, guys. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yocum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.